Blog Talk Radio.
Here on TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:01 p.m. here on the East Coast, and I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, filling in at the controls for our general, the hip-hop informer, TM Hyman, while he's out handling some TM Hyman Radio show business. But up tonight, we're going to be exploring dating options in the cyber dating era. Where are you finding your dates? Or as CeeLo Boston asked me to say it, how you dating in our Wendy Williams fashion? We're going to chop it up and find out exactly how our TM Hyman Radio listeners, single listeners, are getting their dates or acquiring their male or gentleman suitors for whatever specific reasons that they look for, friendship, fun, fantasy, what have you. But we're going to chop it up tonight. On the other side of this, we'll bring on CeeLo Boston, the madam, and our boy Fabe James. Again, TM Hyman Radio Live. Real talk, real people, real time. We're going to get into some of this music. Rick Ross and Neo, Super High. We'll be right back.
From my nigga Diddy view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chilling with my homes. Big Pox and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My gas, he's sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9/11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in a 9/11. I've been trying to fuck for months, baby girl, it's now or never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms, we shout weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this bitch a movie, but this time I play a big part. I'm accomplishing, I'm beating niggas by margin bigger than friends talking in. Wanna buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, shitting on these hoes. Red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe tags like it's American Apparel. 20,000 up in bindings, haters are never harming. Rick Owens army, bombers for my whole army. Anile, anile, baby, move fast. Keep dropping down and bring it back, I like that. I wanna buy my bitch everything, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back.
Let's populate it and get done.
If you're looking for fly. I'm super high. You get yours. I'm getting mine.
Yes, TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:06 p.m. here on the East Coast in Itty Bitty Plant City, where I currently am and reside. But first, like the General does, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, everybody, for Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time, and how you doing?
How you dating?
Yes.
Also, all the way live from somewhere in the DMV, somewhere between, I don't know, D.C., Maryland, New York, somewhere in between there is our boy, Sabie James. What up, Sabe?
Yo, what's good?
Good afternoon.
How's everybody living?
Hey, alive.
No, that's not the question today. The question today is, how you dating?
You got to say it like that. You got to say it
yes,
just like
you have to say it with a Wendy Williams
never.
Voice or
never.
Else it's not as effective. Come
never.
On, say just
never
once.
Will.
Just once for us.
Never.
What
no, never.
Come on, the general's not here. He won't know.
And? No, never.
You don't play fair. You don't play fair. You know we're supposed
next.
To act up when the general ain't here. You know you're not playing fair.
I'm playing fair. Trust me, I am.
How you doing?
Well, tonight, everybody, we're going to be exploring dating options in the cyber dating area. Era, excuse me. Everybody knows that with the boom of the internet, social media, and just basically everything at your fingertips on your computer, smartphone, tablet, etc., same goes true for your dating options. There are a wealth of dating sites that you can go to and, you know, have your selection of just about any type of person you want. They kind of vary in, I guess, how they would cater to the potential dater, some a little bit more structured than others. And we're just going to touch on a couple of those topics tonight. So let me ask you, Sabe, if you were not single, sorry, if you were single, my bad, wrong side. If you were single, would you A, kind of stick to, you know, the old-fashioned way of dating that did not involve anything on the internet or the computer, or would you be brave enough to venture into some of these dating sites?
Real talk, I really ain't banging with that internet stuff. Like, it works to a certain degree as far as networking purposes and everything. Like, I mean, meet people on the internet because everybody's on the internet, but it's like, I don't know. I just feel like I've heard so many bad experience stories with that. You know what I mean? And I hear like the success rate is Match.com and all of that through the roof and everything, and more successful marriages come out of this website than any other. Yada, yada, yada. I hate it, but I just like to be, you know, I like to meet people where they at. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta be, you know, a bigger person.
You like the personal feel of the meeting.
Yeah, I got to feel them out.
And that's
I
important,
to...
too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's important, too. Because on the internet, you can portray yourself to be anything or anyone
right,
you want,
right.
And it may not really
be
your
super Shakespeare on the other end of that. Yeah, I'm Shakespeare on the other end of that thing, the way I'm writing to you. I'm reading it all up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, real
true.
I got to be up front and personal with it. That's
right.
Just me.
Okay. Like, what about
okay.
Those,
so, Madam
like,
Boston, I pose the same question to you.
Oh, you know, I'm all in the water. I don't know. I don't know about the dating site thing. I'm too nervous for stuff like that. Like, I'm too paranoid for stuff like that. So dating sites are definitely out. I don't.
What brings about the paranoia for the dating sites for you? Is it like Sabe said, the anonymity of you, I guess, not really knowing who you're dealing with because you can't see them face to face?
Yeah, that, because, yeah, like he was saying, like, you can be anybody. I mean, remember how I had, you know, my guy that was, like, here, my in-house, right? Well, like, even he's pumping up girls' heads, you know what I'm saying, online. He couldn't do nothing for them. But they loved it, and it happened. And people do it every single day, and people, they even got a show about that. What is that, Catfish? About, like, how people are trying to get online, and then, like, they've been dating for, what, a year or 2 years or even months, and then they go to find out that this person is, like, their best friend playing a trick on them, or, you know what I mean?
Hey, yo, man, whoever dumb enough to fall for that, really, they deserve it in my book. That's just me. Whoever falls for that, they deserve it.
When you think, now the catfish thing I can't speak on because I don't watch that. I've heard about it, but I don't watch it. Now, as far as...
I don't
as,
watch it either, but the premise is obvious. You know?
Right, and I got you. That's what I was going to say. The premise as far as, you know, and that might even kind of fall into the blind dating thing too.
Yeah.
You know, or the old adage of blind dating, because you're really talking to someone that you've never met before, and you're developing, I guess, some sort of feeling or attraction to this person based on just conversation. So that conversation has to hold a lot of weight and truth to it, and truth be told, it doesn't always in that blind aspect.
Right. Well, see, I'm not going to be online trying to date because I'm not chatting online, okay? I'm not typing.
Right.
That's too much clicking for me.
I've done it before, though. I mean, like, and to a certain degree. Like, I'm gonna tell you this one time that I kind of did it, but I guess it was before online dating was, like, something formal. Because, like, remember when the AOL chat rooms first started popping, like, back in, like, 97?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had met a chick on there through the chat rooms or whatever. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's a long story in itself, but I guess I could say I've participated in some form of fashion, but very indirectly. It wasn't through, like, you know, a registered trademark company, whatever, that you got commercials for and everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, how did that work out? Was she crazy?
Not really. I mean, like, it was a long story, but at the end of the day, we met after, like, 5 years of hitting and missing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was trying to meet up, and we never could, and everything kept in touch throughout the years. And finally, when we did, we didn't like each other. It was just an awkward situation. She liked me and everything, like, on the outside, but I was kind of wilding in my lifestyle at that point, so I guess I was living a little too out there for her.
Right.
Know? So another day, maybe we could revisit that topic later on.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely do that. But right now, we're going to take a break, run into some music, and come back on the other side of this with our special guest for tonight from the reality show, The Come Up, Himya. What we're going to do right now is rock out on this.
Himyo.
I'm sorry. Himyo.
Himyo.
Himyo, yes. We're going to rock out to this ASAP Rocky featuring 2 Chainz, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar. Problems. Be right back here on the radio.
Oh, I know you love other when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a read along. Ain't a singer sing along, let you brought the alone. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger, I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a no, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then from my head, then get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like the got problem. I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like the got problem. I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like the got problem.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we could solve it.
Yeah, this is finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South Valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony of at the same damn time. She eyeing me like it don't exist. Girl, I know you want this dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benzes, to me just a car. That mean your friends just need be up to par. See, my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, holly, do ya? Holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like the got problem. I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like the got problem. I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like the got problem.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we could solve it. Hey.
Put my cape on real quick for that music. Say, James, we are back. Yeah, I'm having Radio Live. I love that intro. It's yeah. Like wind blowing in my face and my chest right there.
Makes you feel like Superman, huh?
You know what I'm saying? You already know. But anyway, we all, it's 9:18 out here in the Metropolitan District of Columbia area. And we are back with our special guest, good friend of mine, with college with this dude right here. And he'd always had a way to find the end zone, as they say, you know, saying football terms. You know how to make his mark be known and everything. My man Himyo, he's with us. He's out in Cali right now doing this thing with the motivational speaking, his acting, thespian life, getting it popping out there. We're about bringing him on right now. Say what up to everybody, Matt and CeeLo Boston, and the very hot McTor chocolate over there for you.
Good day, good day, good day, good people. This is H-I-M-Y-O, Himyo. And, you know, I would like to thank, first of all, thank you. I would like to thank Save James for the opportunity to be heard and let the world know that they are positive African-American young men that are out here to change the world in a very real way. So thank you, and thank you, Hot Chocolate and Madam Boston, for being on the line. I love the fact that we are talking about relationships, because I am all about making relationships, not money, because relationships are real. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So
we're going to get into your portion of the interview. We're not afraid. We're going to get into your portion of the interview first, and then we'll talk about... and then we'll discuss some of the dating options that we have out here in the cyber age, as well as, you know, kind of the old-fashioned way. But we'll let you and Save take it away first.
Not a problem.
Thank you very much. First of all, you know, tell the people a little bit about yourself. Let them know about the motivational speaking piece that I know that that's the headlight for your movement right now. And I know you did some acting back in the day. And tell us, we're going to talk about the time when we was back on Clark's campus. My man right here, Himyo, he was on the Hits show. Remember Hits from the Street? Y'all remember that?
Yeah. And I remember that.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I bet.
They came to the campus They came to campus looking for quote unquote scrubs. This is when the scrubs things was popping. TLC trying to make dudes look bad.
Right.
And he was going around campus asking everybody if they was a scrub. And when they got to my man, he pleasantly surprised everybody with the answer. My man was like,
Yeah.
I'm one. And what? And I don't
let's put it in a proper context. Let's put it in a real, in its proper place. Okay? Where I was coming from is that I am not a scrub in terms of the way that women were trying to demify men at that time. I had called myself a gentleman scrub. I was at a point in my life where I was a young man getting my education on, and I may have not have had or come from an affluent place. So, you know, I was on the grind. So, yeah, I was eating top ramen, you know. I was on the grind, just, you know, going from class to class, having a meal a day, looking for a way to sneak up in the cafeteria and come up on the next hustle. So, I was an educated and gentlemanly scrub at the time.
Oh, okay.
So I accepted that. I had to keep it funky.
Now, I can dig it. That's what I was saying. I was just messing with you when I said, you know, that's a dancer. But was that like the offer to you, embracing, you know what I'm saying, like the way it was, and using that to your advantage, you know, to spark up a career, like with the acting thing? Because, I mean, was that the spark for want to pursue more acting, or is that what you set out for initially?
No, that wasn't what I initially did. First of all, I was born with what I feel was a very special mission. I feel as though I am born to be a person that is going to be a major actualizer of world peace. So everything that I do is infused with that idea in its seeds. You know, so at the time when Hits came to the school, I think I had just started to venture into learning the craft of acting, and you know, so I had done a few stage plays with the CAU Players by that time, and it was divinely aligned, you know, for Hits to be on campus at that time, you know, so.
Right, and then that wasn't the end of it, because like the real world came back to the school. That's when the dude Tech Tecumseh, I think his name was, that was on the show.
Yeah, so he was wilding out. Yeah, I know.
He was from Morris Brown. So they went. That was when Morris Brown was still open. So they was going to all the schools.
Oh, that's right.
And you know, we all tried to audition for. I know I tried to audition for that joint. My man, he tried to audition for that joint. Tell him about that experience or whatever. Let him know, you know, how that panned out for you.
Actually, shout out to Tech. I just saw him over Labor Day weekend. He was DJing an event that I was at. But the real world thing really came about. You know, it was just another opportunity that I saw fit to gain notoriety, because you know, in this world, unfortunately, nobody really wants to listen to you unless you have some type of notoriety. So with the real world opportunity came about, I just jumped on it. And instead of me interviewing myself about you know, telling people about myself, what I did is I flipped it and I went around asking individuals what they thought about a person named Himyo. Save, you happen to be one of those individuals, and you being the guy that you are, use that opportunity to talk about yourself.
I didn't plan for it. It just kind of happens that way. I apologize in retrospect.
No apologies necessary, good brother. That's just you being you.
I'm just saying, because I try to go audition for them too, and they, you know what I'm saying, they played me. They ain't give me no callback, no number, no don't call us, we'll call you, kids, no nothing. They just said next. That felt some kind of way.
Yeah,
about
so they just tried to piggyback off me. I can move for everybody, brother.
Yeah, this ain't going to make it through. Why not? Shoot my shot. See what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
For sure.
Well, okay. My question for the people who Because, I mean, of course, Sage seems to be, you know, really familiar with who you are. But for the people who are not familiar with you, like, tell us what you're working on now and, like, what your vision is as far as bringing, you know, the world peace that you say. Because we are talking about love tonight. So, and that's part of, you know, world peace. So can you expand?
Sure. Well, currently living in L.A., there are, at the core of what it is that I do is I motivate people to be the happiest that they could possibly be.
Okay.
Now, how do I go about motivating people to be the happiest they can possibly be? That's another question. I am a conceptual liaison, so I work with brands to help them expand their vision. One of the brands that I work with is called Wealthy Mind. That was started by a gentleman by the name of Billionaire PA, who was homeless in his car for 63 days and wrote positive affirmations on the ceilings of his car. I mean, on the ceilings of his car, and transformed those affirmations into a clothing line called Wealthy Minds Clothing. So that gentleman I met 7 years ago when we were interning for BET. Well, he was interning, I was PAing for BET, and you know, I finally got my platform together. To talk to individuals about having faith in themselves, and I just linked up with Wealthy Minds and Billionaire PA, you know, and he's been mentoring me for like the last like 3 or 4 months to go out there and change the world. So
that's awesome.
All right, so and you figure, and of course they always say love conquers all, so I know we always be able to. That's always a good starting place, man.
So can you elaborate on the reality show, The Come Up?
Yes, I certainly can.
Nobody.
So The Come Up actually chronicles five young men who have come to the entertainment capital of the world to make their come-ups in their respective industries. We have comedian, actor Trey Elliott, also a CAU attendee. Then we have hip-hop artist and actor Ozzy Raines, also a CAU alumnus. Then we have comedian Boogie B, who is also a comedian and a Katrina transplant, who met Trey Elliott out in Maryland and started. And they started off on doing comedy together. And then we have Angelo Owens, handyman to the stars. And then you have myself, you know, just the glue, or what I feel is the heart behind all of that to you know, infuse that love that we're talking about tonight.
Wow, I'm sorry. Oh, I was on mute.
Yeah. The Come Up just chronicles us just in our respective fields and the ups and downs and go arounds of trying to make your way in what could be deemed as a very ugly business, you know?
Right.
Can you dispel some of the fear we
draw? Yeah, because I was just talking to somebody earlier today, like a lot of artists, whether they be, you know, in TV, stage, studio, you know, it's like the development of the artist that kind of went away. And, you know, it's like they don't have the same, like, background. You know, like, businesses like yours are needed, you know, because a lot of companies, you know, they may start out with the intent of, you know, thinking that their ideas are the largest when they may just be thinking, you know, as far as the people that they know, you know. They may not be thinking outside of the boxes they need to be thinking outside of. So, yeah, I see exactly.
Correct,
what
correct.
The business. Right.
Yeah, definitely
that's the main premise. You know,
well, let's do this,
really,
guys. Let's take a break. I'm sorry. No, go ahead and finish your thought, and then we'll go to the break after
that. Oh, okay. No. I mean, really, what the come up is going to chronicle is just five young men. Five positive and peaceful young men who are going to go from obscurity to notoriety, and you're going to witness the ride. So our come up is your come up.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, me too, definitely. We'll take a break and play some more music, and then we'll come back and kick it a little bit more with him, yo, and get his perspective on what he thinks about the exploring dating options in this cyber dating era and what he would do and what he wouldn't do. We're going to jump into this Jay-Z featuring Beyonce Hollywood. Happy birthday, Baddie B. Everybody else, happy birthday. So it's EMI Radio Live. Let's right back.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Coming with.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching? You watching.
Come
on. I see you, baby.
I see your face. Let's chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar, baby.
I'm gonna fly you up.
Get into it.
Ooh, it's the light.
You're blinded by the
action.
Need that.
Hollywood. Ooh, it's the light.
You're blinded by the
action.
Need that. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high rise. I hide behind my shade, cause the fame is blinding my eyes. My God, I know how I see eyes. Must have felt when he was eyes high. Cause I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vain of heart. It'll change those, since they had love for you. It's a stranger, when your thing starts to change reaction. Locomotion like when a train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. When your friends is Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting, it's on flash any minute. The music biz like musical chairs. About where you're standing when the music
Ooh,
starts spinning. And
I'm
you're blinded by the
action.
You need that. Blinded by
the
you need that. A-lister, you're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir, it's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded, Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you, don't lie. Gon' fly, you addicted to the lights. Without the fame, how you gon' survive? It's like pooping on heroin, you so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
Try to know
you
take
it, you can't live.
Now you become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi, blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Heroin's following Maryland, hopping over the edge just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby. Hollywood. It's the most addictive drug in the world. What the fame? You want the lights?
Yeah. Madam Boston, hi people.
Yeah, sorry about that, wrong sounder.
Welcome.
It
is 9:35 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:35 p.m. on the West Coast. and, you know, in the middle, figure it out. But look, so we are talking about, like, dating. Like, what are your dating options? You know, you got some people who are dating online. A lot of people are dating online. Kind of skipping the blind date. I mean, like, who does that anymore? I'm not sure. But, you know, people are trying to meet people in church and so forth. But, you know, we're gonna continue talking about that. We got Himyo hanging out with us tonight. Thank you, sir, for joining us. And I want to get your perspective on it. Because, like, look, we got, okay, based on, like, from ConsumerRankings.com, the top five dating online sites are Match.com, eHarmony, Our Time, Zeus, I've never heard of that one, and How About We? Right. So
how About What?
How About We? Yeah.
I've never heard of the last three, so for them to be the top five, that's pretty surprising.
We could come out with our own. How You Date? I'm telling you.
We call it Date This.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Himyo. What is your perspective on it? Like, I don't know if you're single or not, but, like, what's your perspective on dating at this day?
First off, yes, I am single. Very single.
Oh,
okay. Okay, so would you or have you or do you use internet dating sites, Match.com, eHarmony, Black People Meet, things of that nature?
So I'm going to have to say, would I use them? Yeah, I would use them. I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that. I mean, if you look at the way the world is evolving, we're moving towards a more mechanical world. So to be able to, you know, to find a mate, I would say, through the way that people are interacting nowadays isn't that far out of the norm. But you can't take this human element out of it. So, you know, you definitely have to be able to meet in person as well.
That was going to be my next question was, like, okay, so say if you did go on a dating site, how long would you be able to, like, communicate with somebody before actually, you know, meeting them?
Well, I mean, I think here's the truth. So it depends on what I'm looking for. All right, would I go on the internet to find a serious relationship? I wouldn't go there with that first intention.
Right.
Would I allow one to develop if I met someone via the internet? Yes, I'd be open to that opportunity. But if you look at it, most dudes and most people nowadays are just getting on the internet to hook up.
That you would say that that's not the intention of a serious relationship, that's not what you would be looking for on a dating site. That's very interesting because I don't disagree with that, but I don't think that most women think that way. I think most women still hold out a little bit of hope in being able to do that.
See, that's where I'm here.
All right, so you're saying that women are holding out, like really investing their time in doing this, and you see these pictures that they put up and the little sneaky,
that's very, very true. Some are, and some are, you know, a little bit more on point to, I think, what you're alluding to, you know, the anonymity of the fact that it could not be the picture of that particular person or that,
that
they're not telling
you. That's the scary part about it, though. It's like that insurance commercial with a chick was talking to a guy on the sidewalk, and then he was like, you know, she was like, here comes my date. He's a French model. Where'd you meet him at? The internet. Bonjour.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Come on, dude. Get out of here.
Right. Exactly.
I ain't with that.
And see, that's what
I'm
too bad for that. You know,
I'm not going to say you can't find true love via the internet. I have some friends who have found, you know, their mate via the internet. And that's just the way they choose to go about filtering out and finding their mate, you know. And I can understand that. But for me, Himyo, personally, I can't take that 100% serious if I'm meeting you online, because, you know, there's more. I can't read your body language. I can't read.
See,
you
thank
know,
you.
I can't
thank
communicate
you. I
gotta you in the talk.
Yeah.
But I can start a verbal conversation that could lead to us possibly meeting in person. I'm down with that and
right.
see where it goes from there. But I can't take anybody serious until I'm in your face.
Right. See, so I think
you'd rather make your selections for dating options, quote unquote, the old-fashioned way, you know, a hookup with a friend, or, you know, in church, or on the frozen food aisle, or, you know, on the spice aisle where you all are picking up women because they're picking up spices. That means they can really cook. They're not picking up frozen dinners and, you know,
there
stuff
you
in
go.
A bag.
You gotta,
I mean,
yeah, you
there's
gotta
some
pick
frozen
up
dinners
things.
Out there, too, that you know, that taste just as good when you, you
know
come home on a late night.
I'm gonna need you to know. You keep those for emergencies.
They're not healthy. Frozen dinners are not healthy.
You keep those for emergencies only.
You got the
yeah,
smart
nah,
choices.
That's right.
No. But that's a real talk, though. Like, you got to pick up on those signs of, like, where they shopping at. Because, like, you understand, I mean, it looks nice to get some chicks when I actually picking out my spices and, you know what I mean, getting all my stuff together, all that. Because I have to cook, for real. That was my thing.
They got some fried chicken marsala in the frozen food section in Trader Joe's.
You know,
nah,
right?
I'm not. Yeah, I can't.
Know.
I can't
describe it. I mean, you know, they got some pre-cooked meals that are very tasty. All right.
Oh,
so you guys gotta leave.
No.
Okay.
No, Himyo, we're going to give you some advice on some other places to go so you can get out of the frozen food section and get you some home cooking.
Don't get me wrong, though. I know how to cook, so I'm not saying that's the only place that I would or the only thing that I would purchase from that section, because I could go right over to the organic section and put out, you know, some nice yams and some mango and make up a little, you know, cuisine for them, too, because I get busy in the kitchen.
All right.
I got the bitches to
put on now.
The women out there.
Put on.
Be careful.
How you did. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You.
Yes, ma'am.
Are entertaining in a friendly way a young lady on a social site, not even, like you said, going into it looking for the relationship. What is going to be your first indication that, yeah, she might be all right? She might be all right. I can give her step two.
I think it has to do with the flow of the conversation. If we're conversing in a manner that leads me to have to go think, and it's just not real easy as far as like, hey, so what'd you do today? And oh, I worked.
Bye.
Okay, so like, please, we're not in person, so I need to know more. If they're engaging, then I'm willing to go the next step further.
Okay.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
That's how I feel. If I get a green light, I'm on it all over.
Yeah. You know, for me personally, I'll keep the conversation kosher because I'm all about making relationships. When I meet individuals, I don't come into it with a mindset of like, oh, I'm going to try to beat this chick right now. I'm going in there with like,
lying.
Hey, she may know this
You're
person
man.
That could connect with that person.
You're a man.
Or there's more than just, for me, personally,
I know
female, there's more than just sex that I can get out of a female. And
that's
and
right.
Vice versa, you know? So I leave it for open relationships and let them dictate where they want to take that particular relationship towards, and I'm down for whatever.
It's like one in 1A, though.
Well, look, if they can't.
Yeah, you have to have caveat.
Yes, I need you to block them like straight up. Like,
oh my gosh, 9:45 p.m. 9:45 p.m. We're exploring dating options in the cyber dating era.
Right.
I treat Madam a woman
Boston,
the way
hot chocolate.
They want to treat me.
Okay, what?
I'm
specifically.
Sorry. I just joked.
Madam That's okay. Madam Boston, Save James, Hot Chocolate, and our special guest tonight, Himyo, from the reality show The Come Up and also a motivational speaker. It is 9:45 p.m. We'll be right back. Mobb Deep 949.
From the beginning, at the top of the list. Know I mean, have situation like this. Another war story from a thirsty young hustler. Won't trust her, I'd rather bust her and leave you caught for the cops to discover. Well, I be vivid in the Range Rover. Hold you well like Liberace. You watch me while Dick's trying to knock me and lock me. But I be on the low, sipping I see Spumante. Niggas try to creep on the side of my teeth. Stuck the heat through the window, rock their ass asleep. Over a three pack. It was a small thing, really, yeah, but keep letting them small things slide and be a failure. If I'm out of town, one of my crew will take care of you. The world is out, and your team's inferior. You wanna bust cats, I get all up in your area. Kidnapping children make the situation scarier. Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smile, but ain't a damn thing funny. I'm caught up in the dirt where your hands get muddy. But the outcome turns out to be lovely. Got cheese in my pocket, hit off my main squeeze. Push back the sunroof, let the cold air breeze through the butter store, leather upholstery. But mostly, keep the gag closely, cause niggas wanna toast.
Hey yo, I gotta get mines, no matter what the consequences. Counting my blessings out of my weapons. Cop out the gat and let my nine serve purpose. Sling do my thing, organize thing service. Trying to make a meal is stress, you know the deal. So we sling thrills, get your cap pill, cause everything is real. Cause I wanna chill, laid up in a jacuzzi. Sip a bubbly with my fingers on the Uzi. Try to infiltrate my fork, get caught dead up in New York. My brain is back with criminal thoughts. Get your life lost, never found again, my friend. Mission completed, watch you dropping less than 10. On my road to the riches, hitting snitches off of mad stitches. Your last rest, the place to be your ditch, kid. No one can stop me, try your style sloppy. You wanna be me, you're just an imitation copy. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury. Push your fat whips to live comfortably.
Time goes by, and I'm for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sunshine can light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
A drug dealer's dream, stash cream, keys on a triple beam. 500 that sell green, 95 nickel gleam. Condominium, thug dressed like a gentleman. Tailor-made ostrich, Chanel for my women friend. Murdering, numbers on your head while I'm burglaring. Shank is serving them, what's up to all my niggas swerving in New York metropolis. The bridge breaks apocalypse, shoot at the clouds, feels like the holy beast is watching us. Madman, my sanity is going like an hourglass. Gun inside my bad hand, I slice trying to bag grams. I got hoes that used to milk you, niggas who could've killed you. It's down with my ill crew of psychos. Nas Escobar moving on your weak production. Pumping corruption in the third world, we just bust.
Hold up bustin'. And analyze the wildcats, sling cracks, they swinging axe. The new routines, be my eyes black. Playing corners, glancing all up in your cornea. Cornea, seen cats snatch money's upon ya. But late night, candlelight, seen with a crack, right? It's only right, feeling higher than an airplane, right? Word, yo, I wanna get this money, then blow. Take my time, blast a nine, if you're front, you go. Sip beers, the German ones, hand my guns to sons. Shallon and Queensbridge, we robbing niggas for fun. But still, write my will, I turn my seeds in bill. Mahalia, sing a tale, but the real, we still kill.
As time goes by, and I for an eye. We in this together, so your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, so your beef is mine. As time goes by, an eye for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sunshine can light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Lay back, word out, just bless them with the bulletproof. More beef, Nas, chef creation for your nation. Yeah.
PM High. Diamond Radio Vibe. It is 9:50 p.m. here on the East Coast, 5:50 a.m. in Dubai, where my next vacation is going to be, hopefully. And we
That's right.
Get
international.
Joined by our special guest, Him Yo, from the reality show The Come Up, and he's also a motivational speaker. Also on the line with us is Sage James and Madam CeeLo Boston. Him Yo, thank you again for joining us. And to our listeners, if you've missed any part of the show, you can go back and check out the podcast, roughly about 5 to 10 minutes after the show is over. So, Him Yo, really quick, can you let all of our listeners know how they can follow you? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Vimeo, whatever you got, let us know.
So for the Come Up, you can hit us up on Instagram at Come Up Crew on Instagram, and then on Twitter you can hit us at The Come Up Crew 1 on Twitter, and Facebook you can hit us at Come Up Crew, facebook.com/ Come Up Crew.
All right.
Those are all the
and it looks
all things Come Up related.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say, it looks like we have a caller. We got a few more minutes left in the show. If you want to chime in and talk to our special guest tonight, Him Yo, you can hit us up at 917-889-3926. Caller we have on the line, area code 202, last four digits, 4083. Welcome to TM Hyman Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Keith. I'm just calling to say hello to everybody.
What's your dating strategy these days?
What's the what?
What's your dating strategy these days? I mean, I know you're working a lot, but like, are you meeting women
online?
Well,
first we have to clear it. Is Coop single before we ask this question, because we don't want to get him cut?
Yes.
Damn. She would just answer for me. She said yes.
Oh, she did. Okay. Well, since she's answering for you, Coop, thank you, CeeLo. Now, can you let us know, Coop, do you have the same apprehensions that Sabe and Himyo have about the social dating sites, just with people, you know, I guess not really being themselves or hiding under the cloak of anonymity and you not really knowing who the real person is that you're getting?
Oh, no, I don't do that on social stuff, because for real, to be honest, I just don't have enough game for that, because you got to sit there and come up with some slick to say and everything and all this. All I have is conversation. I don't have any kind of slickness to say on typing and everything. So, hey.
We don't have no game. We just talk.
They just understand your story, right?
Yes, we don't have any game. They just understand our story.
I'll tell a female in a minute, all I got is conversation for that ass.
and you can say that, and imagine being able to say that on the internet to 7 to 10 women at the same time.
Exactly.
You know
all
what?
I exactly.
That's the beauty of technology.
Yeah, but then. Nah, it's all that getting comfortable where they want to meet you and they trust you. Nah, damn that. I can sit down and just get into a conversation at the cleaners or at a bar or something and just be talking about nothing, not even trying to be like, oh yeah, you look good, or you must be an angel because you had to be near God or something. Nah, makes me feel like I'm
you
in
got to be tired, baby, because you've been walking through my mind all day.
Yeah, all that corny nursery rhyme, Mother Goose stuff, man.
It got to be jelly, because jam don't shake like that.
All my slick comments come on delay, so that's why I use the internet sometimes.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
It's like when you have that argument with somebody and you think of what you should have said to them 5 minutes, 10 minutes later.
Hey, that's ADD, Him, yo. That is ADD, baby. I don't know if you knew you had it. You got it. That's exactly
it. Yeah, nah, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't bang with that. The only thing I'm saying, because like what I was talking about earlier with that Jake that I was trying to meet up with for a while ago, we met up. Like I said, we didn't like each other because I was excited to meet her, so I had a little something to drink in the car. I was going to share it with her, but she was like, why you got something to drink in the car? I'm like, because it's Saturday night. Who doesn't have something to drink in their car? You know what I'm saying? I never met you and everything. You know, you're supposed to be wilding
and
having a
good time.
You
were drinking
and driving? No, I mean, I was not while the same time.
He was.
I don't think you should say that
over. Gas.
I don't think you should say that out loud, bro.
No, I'm not saying that while I have my foot on the gas.
Are you always listening?
I didn't have my foot on the gas.
Wait,
was you in PG? Was you in PG or
Montgomery? Or DC? Huh? No, it wasn't. It was when I was back in Atlanta, son. This when I was
you
in
was
Atlanta.
In Atlanta? What
yeah,
part of Atlanta?
I went to the big movie theater right near Jewel Hills area. So.
Oh, you all right right there. You ain't got to worry about nothing drinking and driving over there.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
So, you know, I knew my territory. But anyway. You know,
I do not support... I do not support drinking and driving. I will say that publicly.
I don't either. It just happened. I'm not proud of it. It just would happen. I was young.
That's a man finished his story. Okay.
Yeah.
Drinking in the car.
The actions of individual TM Hyman radio co-hosts are not the specific beliefs of all of the radio staff.
This was in hindsight. I'm trying to tell you. This is in hindsight.
Okay,
it had nothing to do with how I live my
life
now.
That's our disclaimer, people. That's our disclaimer.
Yeah, and me too. I'm not running from it. But anyway, like I was saying, so we get there, so she's wilding out on me about that and everything. So I just told her, okay, well, look, man, this is my life right now. I can't slow this down right now. It's not part of the plan. So, you know, if this is how the night's going to be, I might as well just take you back home right now because it's not going to end good if you hang out with me for the rest of the night.
Right.
And I just took her
Damn,
home.
You had to pick her up, too?
No, what for? What for? That was just the beginning of the night.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it's like if she got a problem with this and how I'm starting it off, then you know I want to see how she thinks it's going to end. Because I already know where I'm thinking it's going to end. Like you came over out to Atlanta to meet me, you know you came to get something. So,
uh-oh.
You know, please look. Don't even front. Like any woman that goes out of town that's not from that city is looking to get the deals. Let's
that's
not front.
True.
In Atlanta.
That's not
in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth.
No.
I mean, come
he
on. Let's not sit up here and lie to ourselves.
Call.
Let's not sit up here and lie to ourselves. And she was coming all the way from Jersey
yeah.
out there to see me.
To Atlanta.
You know what she was coming for.
Jersey to
yeah,
Atlanta?
Supposed,
okay, yeah, all right.
She supposed to get
it, man. If she comes from Jersey to Atlanta and she don't expect something to be going down, then
yeah.
who and who?
Well,
thank you.
Know.
And that's why I stopped right there. See, and you
I
know what I'm saying?
Nah,
this is what
I
I'm
think
saying.
She probably thought she was trying to get her drunk. I think that's what.
No, not even. I told her she didn't even have. If she didn't want it, she couldn't. She didn't have to do it. But I said, if you want some, I got more. You know what I'm saying? If not, I'm good. Let's start it up now.
That's
so,
the thing. That's the Babe James story, people. Thank you very much, Hemuel, for joining us. You're always welcome to come back and visit with us anytime here on TM Hyman Radio Live. We only got about, I'm going to say, 70 seconds left. Join us on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher. And for once tonight, I will not be taking us home last. So, everybody have a good night. And crew, take us home.
Whatever you do.
So please support the Come Up. We have an Indiegogo campaign going on. We're trying to raise $10,000 so that we can shoot the first season. Check us out on our Facebook, facebook.com/comeupcrew.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought y'all heard me. Oh, whatever you do, do it well. And see y'all on the other side. Check out Friday. We love y'all. And go ahead, Steve.
Coop, I just want to know. Did you bang that 48-year-old chick yet?
You know what?
I'm looking for one, though.
I'm going to cut your mic off.
Oh, okay. I thought you tagged and bagged it, son.
Nah. The one I wanted, she went and got married on me. I was cozying up to her.
No disrespect.
That's definitely another show for another time. We are collectively TM
Hyman
Radio Live. Our absent general tonight, TM Hyman, Madam Boston, Save James, and myself, the mature Hot Chocolate. We'll see you on Friday.
Safe.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
We love you.
Anytime.
Because you only got a piece of me.
TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Radio Show, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live.